her face stinging from the invisible blow. She flicked a finger, and her lightsaber sprang to her hand. Ben had gathered himself to leap at her, and had to twist his body sharply as she swung, the glowing red blade singing its unique and unmistakable song as it sliced through the air. Vistara pursued, forcing her body to calm, even though she was trembling with outrage. A whirling kick that she should have seen coming a kilometer away knocked the lightsaber out of her hands. Ben extended a hand, and it flew to him. And Vistara had the unique sight of Ben Skywalker, Jedi Knight, standing in a dark room with angry features lit by the red glow of a Sith lightsaber. She sprang toward him, but he lifted his left hand and the pillows rose to attack her with soft, harmless vigor that nonetheless blocked her vision and pressed in close to her face, smothering her. The precious second she struggled against them gave Ben all the time he needed to pin her against the bed and use the force to swathe her in the bedsheets. She struggled against him for a long moment, then suddenly sagged. He stood, catching his breath, his face still eerily illuminated by the scarlet glow, then extinguished the lightsaber. "Now," he said, "I'll let you up if you tell me what the Stang you were up to."
"Just go away, Ben. It's got nothing to do with you. It's personal."
"Everything and nothing is personal with Sith," Ben growled. He moved over to the computer and frowned. "Where is it? What you were working on?"
"I deleted it."
"Now it's my business."
"Blast it, Ben."
Her voice cracked, and he regarded her with surprise. She looked away, fearful that he would see the traitorous tears still glinting in her eyes.
"I give you my word, it wasn't anything against you. Please, just go, okay?"
"I wish I could believe you," he said. "But if it wasn't anything important, you wouldn't be so determined to hide it from me. Do I have to trust you up? I will if I have to, or I can calm Dad to watch you while I go digging for this stuff." Fear and defeat both fluttered through Vistara. And suddenly her body, tense and tight, sagged against the blankets tightly wrapped around her. Ben would do it, too. Then both Skywalkers would see the letters. She could either fight until she killed him, or her secret would be revealed. And she found, not a little bit to her surprise, that she didn't want to kill Ben Skywalker. She didn't want to see him harmed in any way, least of all by her hand. But for him to see this... She tried one more time, turning her head to look him full in the face.
"Ben,"
she said quietly, though her voice trembled slightly,
"I give you my word. Any word you want, any promise or vow you would believe, what I was doing had nothing at all to do with you or Luke or the Jedi or anything. It was personal and private, that's all."
Something flickered across his face for a moment, then his expression grew hard again. "There's no assurance you could possibly give me that I'd believe. I'm getting awfully tired of being played by you, Vistara, and I'm getting more insulted with each day that you seem to think I'm stupid."
"You're not stupid," she wanted to say. "You're just trusting."
Which she supposed was stupid when one was dealing with the Sith. She recalled his words sometime earlier, when he had asked if she didn't tire of always mistrusting, of always having her guard up. What he didn't know was how right he was. She had not understood, until she had come across people for whom this was not second nature, how exhausting mistrust was, how complicated it was to spin lies. She felt as though she had suddenly realized that since the day she could talk, she had been carrying a burden that had been draining her life energy. What would happen if she let that burden go? If she decided not to lie anymore? To open her heart and mind to trusting someone?
"You trusted your father, and look what happened. If your own blood could try to kill you, what would a stranger do?"
But her father had been a Sith. Ben wasn't. Quietly, she said,
"Look if you feel you have to, Ben. And you'll see that I'm telling the truth."
"I am going to look. And if you are telling the truth, it would be a first," Ben muttered. That wasn't entirely accurate, and both of them knew it. Vistara hadn't always lied. Sometimes the best deceptions had the most truth in them. The thought hurt in an odd way. She turned her face to her wall and braced herself for the shame and ridicule that were certain to come.